Dear friends in Christ, how do you react to bad news? Do you take it in stride? Do you get angry or grumpy about bad news? Do you become overwhelmed or stressed or frustrated? Different personalities react to bad news in different ways. Now, this past year in America, we all saw lots of different reactions to a year that many would consider as being full of bad news. This past year in 2016, there were many high-profile celebrity deaths. There were protests over pipelines and police and every other thing under the sun. There were shootings and acts of terror. There was a divisive election. And if you're on social media at all during the past year, you saw many different reactions to this bad news. I saw some people calling for violence, having live streams of them crying and screaming or breaking things. You might have heard people mocking Christians, mocking God. But one thing I saw more than anything else was what people seemed to think was the reason for all this bad news. See, I kept seeing people calling out the year 2016 as being the cause for bad news. And that once 2017 came, everything would magically get better. I actually had a buddy at work the other day who came up to me, and he was pretty distraught. He was upset because of the Fort Lauderdale airport shootings from just a few days ago. He came up to me, and he was upset. He said, "I thought things were supposed to be better now. 2016 is in the past." He said, "I thought 2017 would be perfect." This is the struggle that many people find themselves in. Because many people in our world are wondering, why do bad things happen? What is the cause of all this bad news? Millions struggle to find the answer. But it's an answer that you and I know. What is the reason for bad news? What's the reason for bad things happening? Well, it's because of sin being present in the world. And it's that sin and the results of that sin that are the worst possible bad news, even though the world has no idea about its presence. Now, the prophet Isaiah, he dealt with a nation much like our own. He was working in a nation that was wrapped up in its own sin, that was unfaithful to God, that didn't serve him, and a nation that didn't acknowledge God's coming judgment. And so Isaiah wrote about that coming judgment, as we're about to read in Isaiah 63. And he uses a very graphic description to describe it. He writes about God coming in a white robe, yet the bottom of his robe is stained red, as if God had been stomping on grapes in a wine press, and then the grape juice splatters up on his robe. So Isaiah describes God's coming judgment on sin with these words. He asks, "Why is your apparel red, and your garments like his who treads in the winepress?" And then God's answer, "I have trodden the winepress alone, and from the peoples no one was with me. I trod them in my anger, and trampled them in my wrath. Their lifeblood spattered on my garments and stained all my apparel. I trampled down the peoples in my anger. I made them drunk in my wrath, and I poured out their lifeblood on the earth." So God's response to Isaiah is that he was in the wine press. But it wasn't grapes that he was treading out. He wasn't making wine. No, it was unbelievers. God was treading out people in his judgment against sin. A terrifying description of sin, and certainly bad news. Bad news for sinners everywhere, of which you and I belong. So what's your reaction to that bad news? That bad news of your sin. That bad news of God's coming judgment on your sin. Now the world, they respond in a few different ways. The world screams and cries about how unfair God is. The world loses hope and rejects God. Many in the world seem to think that they are good enough and that they don't deserve this winepress judgment. So what's your reaction to this bad news? Does it fall in line with the world? Well, I can tell you what Isaiah's reaction was to this bad news. Just on the tail end of this graphic description, just following right up against it, the very next words, Isaiah says, "I will recount the steadfast love of the Lord, the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord has granted us, and the great goodness to the house of Israel, that he has granted them according to his compassion, according to the abundance of his steadfast love." So Isaiah's reaction to this bad news of God's coming winepress judgment, it's rejoicing. It's recounting all of the love that God had shown not only to him, not only to Israel, but to you and I as well. When faced with the bad news of sin and the bad news of God's coming judgment, this is the only sane reaction: to run to Christ's cross and to cling to him as your Savior. To say with Isaiah, "Yes, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve your winepress judgment, yet you are my Savior. Rather than my blood spattering your garments, your blood covered me. And as such, you have been forgiven." This is the tremendous good news that you have heard on many occasions in the year 2016. And tremendous good news for all who believe in Christ as their Savior. So when confronted with bad news, recount that very good news of Christ. Recount that news as you have heard many different times in church and school. Recount that good news as you've been assured of in the Lord's Supper and in your baptism. Recount that good news of Christ Jesus. And in his steadfast love, he came to live and die in your place. You don't need to be overwhelmed by bad news when you have this good news and you know that it's meant for you. So in 2017, this year, we know there'll be more bad news. There'll be more shootings. There'll be more riots and protests. Bad news will be pouring in from every direction. And the world will have certain reactions to that news. But you can have a different reaction. You can react with joy and thanksgiving because you know that though the years and the months and the days, they'll change, God never changes. Neither does his love for you. And as such, you remain forgiven. We'll conclude our chapel service this morning by singing hymn 716, verses 1 through 4. 716, 1 through 4.